much sense. And in some ways it was annoying to her that so many were parroting what was flowing through her. And in other ways it was annoying when they were parroting something that didn't make any sense to her. And we said, if every student were in the same place, then only one teacher would be necessary. But since there are so many students in so many different vibrational vantage points, then there are endless teachers that are coming forth, and law of attraction will make the match, as you see. Mm-hmm. So that is the thing that we would most powerfully want to present to anyone who had decided that they want to be a teacher of well-being. We would say, let law of attraction bring you your audience. Don't try to manipulate it or manage it. Get into vibrational alignment and let law of attraction bring them to you. And of course, when you come into alignment, endless ideas will flow to you. We're not saying take no action. We're saying take no action before you've found your vibrational alignment with joy. Understand why you're doing it. Keep asking yourself, why am I doing this? What is the reason that I'm doing this? And if the reason that you are doing it really is, I am an uplifter, and there is nothing that brings me more joy than to see myself being a catalyst to bring someone closer to who they are, then there is no way that you cannot succeed. But if financial remuneration is your intention, and you do not factor in, it's all right for that to be part of your intention. It just cannot be the basis of that which you are about, you see. And then, most important of all, and we talked about this just a little bit ago, if you are the emotional scale, here's love and appreciation and joy, and here is overwhelmment and frustration, and here is anger and more anger and fear and depression. And along this emotional scale, if you are up here in this place of feeling wonderful much of the time, and the majority of the world or the people that you're seeking to help are ranging somewhere between depression and fear and anger, they can't hear you and you can't hear them. And our powerful message to all teachers, as you just heard us address another, do not go there to get them. Because going there to get them means you become like them, and then you have nothing to give them when you get there. Be who you are and let law of attraction bring them to you. And law of attraction will. It is our promise. Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.